Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:06 on this Monday morning. It's the 14th day of September 2020, and I'm John Reed. Very glad you are with us this morning on News Radio WRVA. We are fortunate every Monday to get the chance to talk to Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post, and I am glad to have you here, Norman, because there's a lot of political news. Should we start with the announcement that the Lieutenant Governor, Justin Fairfax, is in fact going to run for governor? I guess we knew that that's what he said he was going to do, but now the official announcement has been made. It didn't look like a huge crowd. It wasn't a made-for-TV event this weekend.
Yeah, so we're starting with the surreal news of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. It is not exactly a made-for-TV moment. Now, had all of this occurred, say, in January of 2018, let's say early January 2018, probably much different setting. But, of course, we know what's happened since then. Fairfax has hobbled and actually kind of stuck in his own kind of Groundhog Day with the accusations that came out against him of sexual assault against two women, and yet he's plodding ahead to run for governor. I'm not positive that he's going to get a lot of support, but I can't discount that he will get some support that exists.
Did anybody stand with him at the event, his announcement?
To my understanding, it was his family, which is okay. I get that. You certainly want your family around. But that's the other thing. Who out there can lend him support? Who can sort of help him along, not only with, just appearances and putting in a good word for him, who's not also got a Fairfax last name, but can help him raise money? That's the one thing that he immediately is behind on. I know you asked me about this earlier off air, but I looked it up. His campaign, obviously, for governor has just got started, so he doesn't have anything to report. Mm-hmm. But he has a leadership pack. It's only got about $78,000 in it. It hasn't been raising much money. Some money has come in this year, not a heck of a lot. But that he's got one-tenth the amount that Carol Foy, who is also declared for governor, that she's raised. Yeah. It is less than Jennifer McClellan has raised. And the Bigfoot potential race entrant, Terry McAuliffe, his leadership pack has raised, I think, north of $1.7
million. Oh, my gosh.
So Fairfax starts out with an ambiguous pitch, not much visible support, and very little money. So I don't know how this progresses. In that way, I guess if I could put one word on it, it's sad.
I mean, it is sad. I probably could never pull the lever and vote for a Justin Fairfax, but objectively, I just don't think it's right for someone to be accused of something from years ago, even something as awful as rape or sexual assault, and there's no way to adjudicate this. I don't know what happened all those years ago. He says it didn't go down the way the women... I mean, it's not like he's saying he didn't have a relationship with these women, but... what are you supposed to do? Just disqualify somebody because someone today decides to trash you? I mean, that seems like a really, a real slippery slope for all of us, culturally and society-wise.
Well, you're not. I tend to agree with that, and also that he's not been done any favors by his own party in that regard. You remember Rob Bell said, "Let's have an investigation of this." Democrats didn't even touch it. So there was the General Assembly never did even an informal investigation of this, let alone any kind of an impeachment proceeding. And so,
which probably would have cleared him. I mean, as much as you could, like, okay, they had sex, but who knows what went down? I mean, I don't think maybe I'm naive and maybe I'm defending my own party, but I just don't think Republicans, especially these lawyers who are Republicans in the General Assembly, they're not fans of Justin Fairfax, but I don't know that they would crucify the guy deliberately over something that's fake, because all of them know it could happen to them too.
Well, yeah, we'll never know.
Yeah, right.
Will never know.
But isn't it weird, Norman, that for one day or maybe 48 hours there, we thought Justin Fairfax was going to be the next governor of Virginia because of course Ralph Northam had to step down, right? And
right,
then,
right.
then this happened and everything changed.
Yeah, it is stunning how that time really just, it's totally inverted now. Ralph Northam's going to serve out his time, probably go off and enjoy himself back on the Eastern Shore or wherever. Mm-hmm. And Justin Fairfax is going to be the one who's going to continue to carry on trying to clear his name. That is rather stunning.
I can't escape the special session, and I think people started to pay attention to the special session in Richmond. You would have thought that there wasn't a budget crisis in Virginia from the way Democrats have focused on everything but over the last 4 weeks that this thing has been in session. Am I unfair about that? Has there been something going on behind the scenes that I'm just not aware of that really does address the budget shortfall related to COVID?
Well, obviously, this special session, its agenda got a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. Even before it was officially called for a start date, but they've spent a lot of time the first month, as you said, on these policing reforms, social justice issues. Arguably, for Democrats, those were the most important things to take up first. So, okay, fine. But the reason that we were supposed to have a special session was to deal with the fiscal problems the state was facing, owing to business shutdowns, the economy, the coronavirus, et cetera. And we're still not there. And it's because right out of the gate, House and Senate couldn't agree on, well, how are we going to approach the budget? How are we going to reconcile our differences? What are the procedures? Mm-hmm. So they're stumbling around in the dark toward finding ways to fund the things they want to get funded, because some of the things they have passed in these reform bills cost money. They need to find the money to pay for all of this. And yet they don't have a blueprint for how to do that. And they still really haven't gotten started on how they're going to do those things. So there's a lot of frustration building. And I think for those who are old hands, what we have growing is the old disputes between the House and the Senate. Remember when Republicans in the House and the Senate back during the Warner years fought like cats mm-hmm. over the budget and spending and taxes? And it really led to some substantial problems. Jerry Kilgore ultimately paid a huge price for those fights. The Democrats may be trying to reinvent their own version of that history. They don't want to go there. They had best get their ducks in a row. And it seems to me the ones who are really holding things up are the members of the House and the House Democratic leadership. They really need to figure out how they want to move forward, tell people how they want to do that, be open about it, and then get it done.
Does the Speaker not have control of her own people? Of the more radical members of the Democrat caucus? Is that kind of what's happening here? That she can't crack a whip and say, hey, enough of this talk, this is what we're doing, and if you cross me, I'm coming after you?
I think there are some members of the like there are of any caucus, that are more independent-minded than others. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I think it would have been hard for Republicans to crack the whip over a Bob Marshall and tell him what to do mm-hmm. right. on yeah, a lot sure. of things. So, you know, I think it's the same sort of thing. I think what holds the Democrats in the House back the most is that they were out of power the longest. They really don't have much institutional memory, mm-hmm. if any at all, about how the things are supposed to work in leadership. And it's certainly not up to the Republicans to tell them how to do this. They need to figure out for themselves. So their learning curve is steep, but they don't have the luxury in these times with a legitimate worries about budget spending, whether these things you're going to fund. They don't have the time to take baby steps, go back to the manual and figure out how things are going to get done. They need to start moving ahead and quickly.
Yeah. Hey, real quick before we go, I keep waiting for the local ads for Donald Trump and Joe Biden to appear. And I'm seeing lots of Abigail Spanberger, positive and negative, a lot of Nick Freitas, positive and negative. That's, I mean, gosh, that's kind of about it from what I'm seeing on my TV. Am I missing something here?
No, I think the action is going to be in the congressional races in Virginia. I don't think the presidential campaigns are going to play here a lot. If they do at all, it will be in the Northern Virginia media market, and that will be Republicans, I think, showing the president that we're on the air. At least that's what news reporting has been in the past, which seems like a titanic waste of money. But I think that Virginia is not really in play.
Why is that, Norman? Is that because there's so many liberal Democrats in Northern Virginia who are government employees and associated that there's just no way to overcome it? Or do we still look at counties like Henrico and Chesterfield, which used to be, I mean, you didn't know how they were going to go. They kind of had a conservative leaning, but they could have gone conservative Democrat. That's just not the case here now either.
Well, I think that's exactly what's happening. Yes, Northern Virginia has been drifting towards the Democrats for many years.
Yeah.
And Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, their margins came out of Fairfax County, which is the biggest in the state. Mm-hmm. Republicans, however, have been losing ground in Central Virginia in the suburbs. Hence, you have an Abigail Spanberger representing the 7th District. That's because of changes, not only in Henrico County, but significantly in Chesterfield County, which used to be a Republican, you know, that used to be their fortress where they could pick up votes. That's been eroding for a long time, particularly since the 2016 election. So, yeah, all the action is going to be in the congressional races, probably as it should be. Nationally, not so much. So maybe we'll miss some of that stuff, and thank goodness we don't live in Pennsylvania where they can't escape it.
Right, then it's bombardment. Yeah, I wonder if all this violence will change that. That's what we don't know. That's the new thing that could influence. You know, all these suburban women who I'm told were so turned off by Donald Trump that they voted Democrat and they didn't care who the Democrat was. They just wanted to make a statement against Donald Trump. I wonder if the violence of the last few months will make them go, whoa, wait a minute. This isn't what we signed up for. I don't know.
Well, that I tend to doubt that, however.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I tend to doubt that because the violence is, and I've had discussion with other people, it's not ubiquitous. Okay. If it were happen, if for example, if Henrico County resembled Portland, we might be having an entirely different discussion about Virginia being on the map, but it's not. So I think the races that we see here will turn on local issues. And I think that's the kind of things you're seeing in the ads, which are surprising. The things, you know, they're talking about prescription drug prices and pre-existing conditions.
It's the same old thing. I don't know that I would be doing that. I think I'd make you feel, I think I would make the average 40-year-old woman with two children worried that somebody's going to come and kick in her door, because I don't think that's crazy to suggest.
Well, I do. I resist that because I think that's fear mongering to an excessive degree.
I don't know. After what we've been through, sometimes you can make things up, and other times you just pick up the paper every day and you go, "Well, damn, this isn't so crazy anymore." But hey, I got to go. Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post. Thank you, Norman. I appreciate it.
Take care, John.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.